poor quality pregnancies produce poor quality children, subject to many illnesses in the first year of life. In the third world, it's reckoned that a child is ill for 10 days out of 30 as an infant, and I don't think it's very different here. There is a lot of illness in the first and second years of life. A lot of illness.
Again, AIDS hasn't got here yet,
though. There is some AIDS. I shudder to think what's going to happen when it does hit. I don't see how it can be anything but a disaster up here. Because the level of promiscuity is extremely high. And sexual activity starts at a very early age.
Is this a traditional thing or something acquired again from whites?
Well, I think they've always been fairly sexually permissive as opposed to being promiscuous. Sexual activity, I think, has always started fairly young, but I don't think there's the promiscuity that there is at the moment. There are problems inherent in pregnancies, you know, under 18, and certainly we're seeing those as well. They're just not grown up enough to have children. Now, we have a lot of custom adoption here, and the babies tend to be produced by the very young age group, but adopted by an older age group. Now, I think this will pass as young people become better educated and they begin to understand that having babies and the good life, whatever that may be, is incompatible because babies are expensive. And I think there's not the willingness anymore to adopt babies. So there isn't the demand for young women to produce them, or there won't be in the future as I see it. And probably the birth rate will drop. I think it will. And it will drop as education, I think, goes up. And as young women see that they can't have jobs and cars and things and have babies. Babies are expensive, A, and B, they interfere with your life. They interfere with a freewheeling lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, when old women adopt, how do they... They're not young babies, how they feed them early on?
The bottle feed, unfortunately. Now, in the old days, of course, the young woman stayed in the same igloo as the adoptive parents, and she breastfed, so that was no problem. In fact, we just had a baby a few days ago. Now, that was custom adopted to the grandparents, but the young woman is, in fact, breastfeeding that baby, which is an ideal situation because it gets the best of both worlds. It's got the breast milk, and it's got the expertise in child-rearing that the grandparents have. There's a real problem, though, with much older parents in that they're trying to raise new children by old rules, and these children are going haywire. The older parents are very permissive, and the children are running into problems. These older people have no idea how to raise a child to cope with the modern world, and you can't expect them to have. In the past, I've been told that the children were incredibly indulged until they were about 5 years of age. But how much indulging could you do? There was no junk food. And there were very few things to give your children. And then after 5 years of age, nature provided all the discipline that was necessary, but it doesn't anymore. There's always a bailout clause, and there's no consequences for inappropriate behavior. I think this is the major problem. You know, if you can say to a child or a person, if you do this, that will happen, and allow it to happen. But, you know, if we say to a young woman, you know, if you continue to smoke throughout your pregnancy, you're probably going to have a child who's going to have nonstop respiratory illnesses throughout the first year of his life or her life. And of course, this inevitably transpires. But they know that if the child is ill, it just simply comes here. If it's ill enough, it goes to Yellowknife. They really don't have to put much effort into it. It doesn't seem to bother them a great deal. So there are no consequences for inappropriate behavior. And I think the situation will only turn around when there is. And the only way I see it turning around is to more and more put the responsibility back where it belongs, on them.